Today is Friday the 25th of October, in the 29th week of Ordinary Time. Saviour of my soul, this day keep me whole. Can I join in this prayer as I listen? Whatever turmoil there is within me, whatever failings and shortcomings of mine I am aware of, can I present myself now to the one who knows and understands and forgives all of that? The one who, knowing what I'm like, has given himself freely for my sake, and trust myself entirely to his mercy. Today's reading is from the letter to the Romans.
The fact is, I know of nothing good living in me, living, that is, in my unspiritual self. For though the will to do what is good is in me, the performance is not, with the result that instead of doing the good things I want to do, I carry out the sinful things I do not want. When I act against my will, then, it is not my true self doing it, but sin which lives in me. In fact, this seems to be the rule, that every single time I want to do good, it is something evil that comes to hand. In my inmost self, I dearly love God's law, but I can see that my body follows a different law that battles against the law which my reason dictates. This is what makes me a prisoner of that law of sin which lives inside my body. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body doomed to death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
It's a fact of life that we don't always measure up to our own expectations. We want to be good and avoid sin, but we can't seem to get it right. With the best will in the world, it's as if we were wired for failure. How do you feel about that? Is this your own experience of yourself? St. Paul is really upfront about this conflict in himself. But he does end on a note of thanksgiving. Why is he not depressed about his failures, do you think? What is he thanking God for? As you listen again, do you feel the same sense of failure? Do you feel the same sense of thanksgiving? Can you feel both these things at once?
The fact is, I know of nothing good living in me, living, that is, in my unspiritual self. For though the will to do what is good is in me, the performance is not, with the result that instead of doing the good things I want to do, I carry out the sinful things I do not want. When I act against my will, then, it is not my true self doing it, but sin which lives in me. In fact, this seems to be the rule, that every single time I want to do good, it is something evil that comes to hand. In my inmost self, I dearly love God's law. But I can see that my body follows a different law that battles against the law which my reason dictates. This is what makes me a prisoner of that law of sin which lives inside my body. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body doomed to death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Speak to God now in these closing moments of prayer. What do you want to say to God about your failures? What do you want to say thank you for? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.